Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. Today, we have a special episode, if you haven't noticed. I'm in studio. And yeah, it's a long time coming, which I blame myself for that. But today, we are talking to an OG of Big Brother, the one and only Monica Bailey. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Sharon.
I'm so excited to talk to you. This is my fault. We've been trying to do this for a long time.
Let's make it equal.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's my fault. But I did see you at the premiere. Mm-hmm. You're always at these parties and you have such good energy. Did you have fun?
I always have fun. As long as it's in New York, I'm coming. And I enjoy everybody there. So I have to come. And I want to see the alumni and I want to meet the new ones.
Yep. A lot of the new ones come up to me. And the person they're most excited to talk to is you. They always say that.
I know. I have to learn how to receive that. Because I still is like, really? Child, please. But thank you anyway. I receive it.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to get into sort of your journey and everything. But for the people that have not caught up with you, although they should, follow Monica on TikTok, Instagram. You're on socials these days.
Yes, I am.
Okay. But for people that don't know, since Big Brother 2, what have you been up to?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a little bit of nothing.
That's the perfect combo.
Yeah. Well, I've been working. I always work. I'm still working the same job I had when I was on Big Brother, but they didn't talk about it. I've been at Radio City for 26 years.
Wow.
But I was working at my father's candy store. That is so true. But I've been there 26 years, and I work also on Broadway as an usher, and that's been 3 years. It's 2026.
You probably have some good stories.
I do. Yeah. I do. It's so funny at work. They always say, everybody that come in this theater knows you. There's Monica, and some of it has to do with being on Big Brother, and some of it is because people remember how I make them feel. And so therefore they remember me at audition. I do the auditions for the Rockettes during Christmas time when it's time for them to audition for the show. I'm everywhere. Mm. So people remember me and they go, you know everybody. Everybody knows you. Someone says because people remember how you make them feel.
It is true. And actually, I didn't write this down, but how are you so positive? Does Monica have bad days?
I've learned how to stay positive. Don't think it came overnight. Mm. It's a process.
Okay.
It's a process. So now I just give it to the universe because I'm going to be okay. It's too many things going on.
Yeah. There's enough in the world going wrong.
But it's hard. I learned how to be positive and be kind. That's my big thing now. It's all about kindness.
I feel like on Big Brother though, you had that grace and kindness, but you also have that brutal honesty. And I feel like people embrace that. I think that's why you had such good relationships on the show. How would you describe Monica back then when you were going on the show?
The same. Talkative, friendly. I know people. I know how people roll. I know how to get down. I know how they think.
Yep.
I really, really do. And sometimes I want to be wrong, but I'm usually right. What you see is what you get.
Yeah.
Honesty is the best policy. And it's not what you say. Is how you say it.
And
I've gotten better with that since 2000. I censor myself a little bit. I'm going to say it to you the same way back then, but a different approach.
Okay.
But I don't play no games. I still don't play. Don't play. Don't play with me. Don't play.
Did you ever go back and watch your season?
Well, you do remember in 2001, videotapes.
Oh, yeah.
VHS. So all VHS and all of them had commercials. So I always saw piece by piece. But when the pandemic hit and someone said, your show is on Paramount, you need to watch it. Wow. I was very proud of myself. I thought, because back then, we didn't know what we were doing, but I didn't know what we were doing. I didn't even think people were even watching us. And so then I'm like, okay, are people watching this show? We were not as focused on the cameras like they are now and getting all dolled up. Because, you know, sister was looking tired some days. I look bad. But I got cute during eviction day, though.
I say everyone. Yeah. But that's true. Like back then, you know, they changed the show a lot from season one, season two. Did you know what you were getting into?
I absolutely did not.
Not.
I was sitting in my father's candy store. when we used to read the newspaper, Daily News, for 25 cents.
R.I.P.
Okay, all right. And in the entertainment section, in the back, the entertainment section by the television section where you find out what's coming on television, they had an ad saying, new show, Big Brother. Send your tapes in to CBS. They had a deadline, 12 people in the house with no connection to the outside world. And I was like, I could do this. I think I could do this. I told some friends of mine that was, because I was in the theater and stuff like that. I said, but y'all, I need a tape. So we got creative and I did something because I'm very spontaneous and funny as hell. And I got a call and it was unbelievable. I still didn't get it. It was like, this is what's going to happen. You're going to be sequestered. We'll let you know when. It was a lot. Between the interviews in New York and then flying me out to California to have psychological tests, all these different tests. See, I know that didn't change.
Nope.
Sitting around a table full of execs and they're asking you all these questions. I felt fine. You know, they asked me questions. Do you think you could win? I said, of course I could win, but I'm not, because I know how the world is.
Mm.
And you can quote me on that.
Well, you later said it in the house to Nicole. I remember you saying, a black person's not going to win this show.
Mm. And, you know, people got all panties in a bunch.
Yep.
Always got to use race. Listen, I'm that person that say what people just thinking about, and there's nothing wrong with saying it. It's, you know, if you've been watching TV as long as I've been watching TV, you'll see how many black people are on shows. It may be one or two or three or four. That didn't start happening until later on.
Nope.
So you get your one, or you get your one or two, and that was it. So, yeah. But the questions were really, and it was throwing them at you. I was like,
I got this.
I got this, but it still didn't dawn on me how big this would be and how long it would last.
Yeah.
It was an experience, but it really showed me who I am and what I'm made of.
Well, it was amazing watching you. When you go in, though, at that point, like you said, you don't know what to expect. So you're not thinking strategy, are you? Or just thinking, I'm going to be myself and then take it or leave it? Or?
Well, because they needed it, that was one of the questions. What would be your strategy going in? I said, you know what? I really don't know. Okay, I'll tell you what.
Mm.
This is how I'm going in the house. We all work together on a job. We go to each other's house. We go to baby showers. We go to weddings. We go to picnics. Now at the job, there's a promotion and not everybody can get it. Now we're going to see how everybody reacts when money's involved. So that's it. That's how I looked at it. I didn't have, you know, some people say, I'm going to go in. I'm going to do this. We didn't have nothing to go by. We just was in there.
Guinea pigs, the hamsters. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, once you're in there, you know, you're immediately building relationship. Who did you sort of gravitate toward and why?
I'm a people person and I don't do cliques. Mm. I've always I talk to everybody. But if you say someone that I connected with, I kind of connected with everybody in a small way, but Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I could think I gravitate, that we had a little thing, which we stay in contact too. Uh-huh. But I just sat back and watching this people talk. I go, okay, I see where they're going. I know how they get down. I don't know, that's a princess there. I know they ain't never been around no black people before. They only going by what they read in the newspaper. So I know all that stuff. So, but I made my relationship, I'm sociable. I'm a social butterfly. As you see, I walk around and I talk to everybody. That's how I do in my real life. But I did say there were some people that wouldn't be my friend afterwards because they wouldn't be my friend. Those are not the type of friends I would have if I was not in the house.
Right.
And that is the truth.
Talk to me about the Untouchables with Hardy and Krista. What do you remember of that?
I try to remember so much about the Untouchables. What I can remember about it, you probably know more of it about it than I do. That we were like, I don't know how the hell we got that name, but it was something to the effect that we were not like mean or nasty people. Mm-hmm. We had good energy, or that I don't know. All I know is that that's the first time when people say being in an alliance. But you see, that's what you call an alliance. To us, it wasn't an alliance. I don't know what you would call it because I don't remember. All I know is Bea Hardy and Krista.
Yep.
That's only three of us, wasn't it?
That's what I remember. It was interesting. Yeah, I'm curious because there was a lot of nastiness going on in the house as well. And I feel like you were sort of not involved. But like the toothbrush incident even, like what did you learn of that and when did you learn it?
Girl, it's been 26 years. Let me think. Okay, we didn't know what happened until they brought it up.
Right.
There was a lot of tension in the house, if I remember. Because, you know, sometimes I was in the backyard. You know, I stayed in the backyard because I wasn't messing with them crazy people. But being in the backyard, I missed things in the house, but I could feel things, though, because people don't know how to keep their mouth closed. But that toothbrush thing, wow.
It's got to be one of the worst things I've ever
In all the years I've been watching, because I've been watching every year since it's been on, because I had no idea it would last this long. Child. It's just like, I just didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. It was bad. In real time and looking back, I don't think it got any better. Have you talked, who from your cast do you still keep in touch with?
I keep in touch with, well, as you saw last year, I got together with Hardy and Bunky.
That was amazing.
That was so wonderful. Those two, I bumped into Bunky in 2019.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, at one of the events. Before the pandemic, 2019, he was here for Pride and for that, and we hung out during Pride time. But I hadn't seen Hardy. Yes, we all conversed on social media.
Right.
But that made my heart. I was pink and fuzzy on the inside. So those are two, like I said, I talk to, whenever Will is in New York, he reaches out to me. I keep in contact with Boogie. He reaches out to me and I check up on him. How you doing? And I don't do all that texting shit because I want to hear your voice.
Yeah. We've had phone calls before.
Yes, we do. And you know, I'm a talker anyway. But I speak to him periodically to check up on him. If he don't reach back out, it's okay. But I'll keep, you know, he'll let me know when he's ready. He'll send me pictures of his son, how big he got and everything. So he's healing. That's what I'll say. Cheryl, for a while, when she came to New York, we would get together and have dinner. I reconnected with Krista on the phone last year when me and Hardy and them got together, because there were a lot of fake people going as her online.
You can't tell what's
so right. I wouldn't, when they were sent friend requests, I was like, nope, because I'm leery of everything. Because listen, there's always a killer somewhere in my mind. So
not wrong.
So I spoke to her after many, many years. Last summer.
How was that?
Wow.
Wild.
Wow. I was happy to hear from her because we stayed in contact for many years. And then, you know, life be life in folks.
Right.
And so I would say, not lost contact, wasn't in contact. But when I saw, when that came out, she contacted Bunky, because you know Bunky is the contact person.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got us. He keeps us together.
Okay.
Make sure everything. And then I said, is this your number? Because I'm not calling. So is this you? This is you for real? And she did. And
Please verify.
She verified it for me. And so I reconnected with her and we chit chat every once in a while.
Okay.
I think that's it. I only converse with Autumn on social media. Yeah. Nobody else. Is I missing anybody?
I mean, is there anyone that you don't want to talk to, or are you always open to having conversations with people?
Well, now I am grown. That's still in change.
Okay.
Because my spirit won't allow any kind of energy like that. And,
right.
And I know people grow, but my energy won't allow me, and I go what I feel.
You gotta protect your peace.
I'll protect my peace.
That's fair. Listen, that's fair. You mentioned Will. I feel like you guys had a fun relationship. You know, when he, at the end, he said that, you know, you challenged him and you taught him a lot. And you said you kept in touch. What was it about Will? What did you think of him back then? And what do you think of him now? Is he the same person?
He's the same person, just a mature one. Mm. But he's always been smart. He knew what he was going to do when he got on that show.
Oh, yeah. He went in with a plan.
He had a plan. He had a plan, but he don't understand. Plans can change. And some people can see plans and some people can't. I knew he was. I knew exactly who he was the day he walked in there. I knew him.
I was going to say, you clocked him a bit.
I clocked him a bit. I clocked him, but I felt no ill will about him. I liked him. I said, he going to mess around and win this damn game. And that's another thing. I had no idea. Like I said, had no idea. I had no idea I could win at this point, being in the house that long.
You were in there a while.
I was in there for like a long time.
Yep.
So Will is just a mature Will.
Okay.
He's just a mature Will. He's about business, about making money, and still.
Oh yeah, he always is.
It's all. That's what it was. He's charismatic. How you say it?
Charismatic.
Yes, he is.
And he loves to tell you that.
He is, and I dig him. I never had any ill thoughts about him. Nothing bad to say about him. I really didn't. I'm like, I like a person to show you who they are.
It did seem like there was a mutual respect between you two.
We did respect each other.
Yeah.
We really did.
That's the vibe I got. I actually texted him. I asked him. I was like, you know, I'm talking to Monica. Do you have any questions? He goes, ask her if Dr. Will is still funky. Is he still funky, Monica? He said, you told Jeff Varner, I guess, because the survivors came in the house at one point, right?
I just saw the episode the other day.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
I forgot they were there.
Someone posted it on TikTok and sent it to me, and okay. I hadn't seen that one. And that was a good one.
And it was Jeff, Jervis, Sue.
And Alicia.
And they were there like a day, right?
Yeah, they took our money from us. They won.
And look at the survivors coming into the Big Brother house today. This now.
How about that?
26 years later.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
He's still funky.
Okay.
He's still funky. That's my guy.
Would you be open to appearing on Big Brother nowadays?
Yes, appear. Yes, if they ask me, they owe me that. They owe me that.
They do.
They really do.
Let's get on that, people.
No, they really owe me an appearance. They really did. They really do.
It's the 1,000th episode coming up. They should be celebrating their history. The 30th season's coming up.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, so appear but not play.
They do not want me to come back on there and play.
Who's they?
Big Brother, CBS. I don't believe it. Until I see more old school, then I might be. Yeah, they have the same old school they want on the show, and that's fine too, but you know what? That's some bullshit. I need an appearance.
Yep.
Just like Enzo walked through the door, why can't a Monica Bailey walk through the door?
Yes.
And that's all I'm asking. Y'all think it's about money. Y'all don't want to pay for the air flight? What the hell?
No, come on. Let's make this happen.
Come on, y'all. That's what I mean. To play the game, let me tell you something. I would not last because I would knock some of them little kids in the head.
Maybe some people need that, Monica.
They don't want all of that. They want it just the way it is, all fluffy and nice and marshmallows.
Yeah, but we need someone with real...
That's not afraid
yes.
to play the game, and it's okay if you don't win.
Mm.
Everybody can't win, and that's the problem. Everybody can't win the money. They can't win the money. They're all going on there for the wrong reasons. Not everybody, because I don't know everybody. Because when they had their reveal on YouTube, I sat down, had a pen and paper going.
Were you taking notes?
I sure did. Had something to say about each one of them. I can't tell you their names now, but I don't think I can yet.
It takes a while.
It takes a while. Of course, you know I'm going to remember Latrice because she's black and she's 58 and she got 4 kids. I'm going to remember her.
Yep.
I'm going to remember, who's the other black chick?
Taylor.
I'm going to remember them because that's who people understand. They say, Monica, we know how you feel about that. Yes, I just want some representation.
Of course. Actually, like, I'm going to skip ahead because I wanted to ask about that. You know, today we talk so much about representation, but even back when you played, it wasn't talked about, right? It was just, did you notice in real time, hey, I might be like representing something here, or did it later like occur to you?
It did not occur to me at that time. Mm. I always know, okay, it's expected. think about the history of reality TV or television shows or sitcoms. Mm. It's always been like that. So I'm not surprised. But representation, I'm glad I was representing, but I was representing Monica from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, that happened to be a Black woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what it felt like back then. It's reversed now. It's the Black person, then everything else behind
right.
it. That's how I feel about it. It was just this girl from Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy, who didn't take no junk, that happened to be a Black woman. That wasn't an issue. And I tell people that all that stuff y'all do now and all this stuff that happens, we didn't have that crap.
Mm. Did you know going in that you might have to have some conversations about race? Because you had some, you know, someone like Nicole, you know, you gave her, you know, brutal honesty, but a lot of grace in those moments. Was that something that was difficult? Was that something you were expecting?
No, it was not difficult.
Okay.
Because as I'm a Black woman, I walk in my skin. So I know what people want to know or they assume. So if you don't know, I don't mind to let you know that what you read in the paper and the magazine is not what every Black
especially
person.
Especially back then.
Back then.
Internet, it was just.
It was just what you see is what you get.
Yep.
And it showed me how people think and what they think. So instead of being angry, give them a little lesson. And I just saw that episode as well. I never saw it. This was the first time I ever seen it since it happened. I was like, TikTok. Someone sent it to me because I got on TikTok, I think, last year.
Everyone go follow her on TikTok.
Yes. And and someone put that post and I was
that
like,
clip.
That clip. Like I said, Sharon, I look back at this show and I'm very proud of how
as
I handled myself and the things I had to say. And if you didn't like it, too bad. But it was real. It came from a real authentic place. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know? Now you know.
Yeah, it was interesting. I just watched that clip too. And she was like, are you offended? And you're like, well, I'm not offended, but what did you say? You said,
but that's the first time I ever heard somebody even say anything like that.
Yeah, so you were just like, I understand you now. Like I'm seeing you now in that way.
Now
unfortunately.
I get it. Now I get it.
Yes.
Now
yeah,
I
yeah,
get
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Man, you know, I do want to talk about it took 23 seasons to get a Black winner. You know,
yeah.
The cookout ran it all the way to the end. During that season, were you emotional about it? Did you feel any certain type of way about it? Were you happy? Or were you just like, how did this take so long?
I'm like, one, oh my God. It's
about happening.
Damn time.
Yep.
Now, let's see how all these folks are going to manage this together. I was acting like the proud big sister. I was like, I don't care who win. I know they're going to be Black, so they're going to win. They are going to win. I didn't think they did. They played the game like everybody's been playing games for years. Everybody has their alliances.
Yep.
And that's they had their alliance. They happened to be brown. That was the issue for people. Oh, I don't understand why they. Yeah, we understand.
Yeah.
You don't have to understand. Just know that this is happening.
And it was so impressive. I mean, they never were even in the same room together. There didn't need to be a lot of conversation, which is so impressive.
That's impressive because we don't have to have a lot of conversation. All we have to do is look at each other and we already know.
You got it. Yeah.
That's real life. And some people don't like to hear that, but they can get over it. It's real. It's real.
Did you connect with any of those players?
Okay. So I go to the events in New York because
yep.
I watch the show and I want to meet them.
Of course.
I got to meet them. I was so overwhelmed. And we hugged and some of us had a little moment. And they was like, thank you, Monica. I was like, thank me for what? You opened doors for all us to get on these shows. Yes, you did. I said, y'all made me so proud. I was so happy for y'all. And when we took that group picture and I was included in the picture with them, cherry on the top of the cake. And those were some... I will never forget that particular event. So Azza, I have to give it to her. She brought a lot of people together,
from
other shows or past alumni for Big Brother. Adam did a wonderful job as well. He started it off. And it was good back then, too, because I still have pictures. And
oh, yeah.
I got
parties.
His parties was banging, baby. And so I'm glad they continue it on because it's nice.
Yeah.
I have a good time when I go, but I still have to learn how to receive the love that I get. I don't know why. I guess I feel the same way when I was on the show, like, is people watching this show?
That's fair.
And it was fair. And I dig it. I receive it, and it makes me feel really, really good. You know, that's like, come on, OG. And OG don't make me feel any kind of, I say, okay.
No, OG is a compliment. It's really, I mean, I hope so.
It is really a compliment.
Okay, good.
But I could tell you one thing that I don't do.
Mm.
I don't introduce myself as Monica from Big Brother 2. I just say, hey, great job on the show. Your name is? And they start getting all fancy. I said, oh, okay, nice to meet you. But just to let you know, I'm not speaking to you as a fan. Then somebody run up and go, because I walk away. I ain't got no time for that
foolishness. I've been one of the people that has clued them in, by the way.
I know.
New players. I'm like, that's Monica. And they're like, what? And then they freak out.
But then I understand also, a lot of the people on these shows, I can't tell you which ones, starting off when they start watching from 10 on.
Mm, yeah.
I get it. So
not HD. It's too hard for them to watch.
Yeah, so they, when they pick and pluck them out of the world to get them on the show, no, I've never seen Big Brother. Okay, here, take this tape. And they give them a tape of 10, 11 or 12.
Yeah, always.
Always further down. So I give them grace in a way I do, in a way I don't. If you are such a big fan of Big Brother, then you should know.
Know the history.
Know
your OGs.
Know your history. They know who they want to know.
I will respect the people that go back.
Yes.
They go on the show. They're not super familiar, but then they go back and learn their history.
Listen, Sharon, I was on a train the other day, and I'm reading. I'm an avid reader, and I had my Kindle, and I'm reading. And I sat down because I looked around on the train, and this guy was staring at me. He said, I am so sorry. He had to be in his, like, 22. I said, I know I'm cute in my mind, but he flirted with me. No.
Okay.
He was like, are you Monica from Big Brother?
Wow.
I said, yeah. And how old are you? Because you wasn't born when I did Big Brother. He said, I went back from season 2 all the way to current. I said, thank you, sweetie. He said, is it okay if I take a picture? I said, sure, darling. Wow. Now, that was nice. So I understand. I said all that to say some people do go back and watch it.
Yeah, it's always the words, I'm so sorry, but, and then you know it's coming, right?
It's coming.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I've seen people in real time do that to you, so it's fun. But anyway, since the cookout, we've had 5 POC winners, 4 of them Black people, 3 of them Black women.
Yeah.
You know, people say things like, you've paved the way, you, Daniel Reyes, all these players. How does that feel?
It feels really good, but I never looked at it that way. Mm. And that's probably why I'm so nonchalant about it, because I say, thank y'all. I really appreciate it. And I do. But I'm so happy that these women went further and did really well on the show. But I also have to say, we were like a new baby, season 2. And I don't have any children, but it's like a woman having her first child. She might get it right. She might get it wrong. She's not sure. But when she have that second one and that third one, it gets different and she's learning something and got a handle on it. And that's what happened as the time went on, in my opinion, from our show on. You know, they didn't have it right yet, but they did a good thing.
Mm.
Long as these women of color was on there, I was happy, because that's the first thing I do when they start. I go, okay, how many they
How got? Many? Yep.
I do. So people say, why do you always make thing about, it's not about race, it's about representation.
It's supposed to represent society.
Society.
Yeah.
You know, and when I see them, I know it's not going to be 4, 5, 6, 7, but I know I'll take 2. I'll take the 2 Black girls and the 1 Black guy.
Oh,
it was
so
for so many years, they didn't
that.
Have any Black guys on there. So I'm glad the cookout did what they did.
I want to ask you, you know, you played so many years ago, and obviously the game is different. Reality TV is different. Social media. What advice would you give to a Black woman going on reality TV today?
To be honest, like, girl, you sure you want to do this? Because it's not going to be easy for you.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be right in in your spirit. You have to now is different than when I did it, because we don't have all these other things going on in the world. So there are, I didn't think about all those people on my show. Oh, I'm on these white people and I'm the only black girl. No, that never came into my mind. I am with a bunch of people who I don't know, who I want to get to know, because I'm a social butterfly. I talk to everybody. I got friends from all kinds of backgrounds and races. It doesn't matter. So right now, it would be hard to go on a reality show now. You'd have to buckle down, and you'd have to buckle down. You'd have to be able to be yourself. But it won't be you have to worry about. It's who those people are that's going to make you come out of character. Oh, I see it all the time.
You mean like people will poke?
Oh, they will poke.
Yep.
Yes. So you can be sensitive, but you have to remember where you are. Got to remember where you are.
A strong sense of self.
You have to remember. And if you can handle it, then go for it. Mm. But don't lose yourself. And remember, the world is different. We have Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and all over. So all those things, you have to remember, you have a job.
Well, that too. And unfortunately,
some people messed up.
Yeah.
Okay, moving right along from that.
We've seen that before.
I say, anybody who want to go on a reality show, a person of color, go for it.
If it opens doors.
If it opens doors.
For anyone, yeah.
That's the only thing I missed. I wish that the opportunities that are happening for reality shows, period, but especially us, they didn't know what to do with us back then.
Yeah, what happened when you got out of the house? Did you feel like, oh, we're famous? Like how, I don't remember. I wasn't that
well,
young, but.
Well, to add to that, what changed it for me, because 9/11 happened.
Which I was going to talk, yep.
So I'll get right there. So that was the difference.
So true.
Is that coming out the house was different for me than other folks.
Very different.
So, yeah, it was a different world, a different circumstances. So I didn't get that hoopla, the things that go, all the ingredients that goes with when you leave the show and this happens. Yeah, I did a lot of interviews. I did a lot of stuff. But everything was centered around 9/11.
Of course, yeah.
So, which is fine, because that was true. That's what happened. But that happened. So that changed the trajectory for me.
That's so, you're so right. I mean, Big Brother, even Survivor, second season, they were so big, so huge. But, and I don't want to say your season was overshadowed. I don't think that's the right word.
No,
but it was the topic of the world at that point.
It was the topic of the world. So who wants to talk about who's going to go on such and such? And
right.
Who wants to be, you know, so that's part of it. But listen, when I got out the house, putting that on the side, even though 9/11 happened and my family, we had to go through that. Walking down the street, baby, me and my sister were walking down the street. Like I said, I had no idea people watching. They go, oh my God, there she goes. I said, what are you talking about? She said, they're talking about you.
People know your name. It's weird.
Autographs, signing. That part was real. It was fun, but it was like, really? This is what's going on? And everywhere I went, somebody recognized me. And forget about it, when I went back to work at Radio City.
Oh, yeah.
I would be on my
post. You got stopped.
And my supervisor, my manager was like, we already know. Don't worry about it. You're good. You're good. Because I was like, y'all, I'm at work. It's like,
what'd they think? They watched the show, I'm assuming.
Oh my God. It was a big deal at the job at that time. They was like, because you know, I had to leave, you know.
Yeah.
And so the only person I could let know if you had your job that I was going to do this thing, didn't say what I was doing.
Because
you know, you can't mess around and tell stuff, otherwise you're what?
I'm sure they found out.
So then after, they was like, wow. I got hired there in 99, so that was 2001. So I was fairly new.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But they welcomed you back.
They did.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about 9/11. Obviously, for people who don't know, although I would hope most people know, you know, your cousin, Tamitha, was in the towers and lost her life that day. and they sort of broke the fourth wall, whatever you want to call it. This is not something Big Brother ever does. But they sat you guys down and told you what happened, told you about your cousin that she was missing at the time. Can you take me back to sort of that time? What were you thinking?
Absolutely. Now that is in my mind.
Yeah.
Because we thought something was weird because there were no planes.
Planes. That's right.
We couldn't, listen, we are in a bubble, but we knew something wasn't right, but we didn't know it was something that magnitude. And we didn't know. And one of the rules is like, when we got hired, not hired, when we got on the show, there's no connection to the outside world unless something happens that we need you to know. That's the only time that we will let you know. So when they called us in the diary room, we knew something.
Not especially together.
Together.
Yep.
That still didn't feel real at that point. It's like, what? Because we were in a bubble.
Yep.
We didn't know what was going on in the world. So that was deep.
Yeah.
But I had, you know, the way they presented, like, it was new. You know, everybody's looking for people and blah, blah, blah. There's no news on a lot of things at the time because it was very early, as far as I know. Because I don't, to this day, people ask, when did they tell you? I said, I couldn't tell you what day it was.
Yeah, it was toward the end. It was just three of you left, right?
Right. I don't know when, I knew when it happened, but I don't know when they told us.
Oh, okay.
So it was fairly new. And I got to speak to my sister, because my sister was my person.
Mm.
And it was like, there's nothing anybody can do right now. As far as I was concerned, the show was over for me.
I was curious, like, how do you take that seriously when stuff is going on?
It changed the whole energy. Mm. You know, we had to keep going. That's how it was. But my whole thing is, it just, how much can I think about when I don't know how much the devastation was? We were in a bubble.
Yep.
So I just, you know, we knew what we knew, and that was it. It was devastating to hear that information, but she was missing. So missing and not here are two different things in my mind.
And we have to remember, you know, you're being told this. It's very different seeing stuff on TV. Right. That's really smacks you in the face.
See, we didn't see anything.
Exactly.
We only went by what they told us.
Yep.
And so if you go by what somebody tell you, then you feel a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Some didn't feel right, but, you know, it was, they didn't know, they handled it the best way they could handle in that situation. A lot of things happened. So what can you do? I couldn't go home. There were no planes.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So my family's like, just do, there's nothing you can do from there. Just go ahead and finish the game because you can't come home.
So, I was going to say, if you had the option, would you?
Probably.
Yeah.
Because in our families, cousins are like sisters. We grew up as sisters, but we're cousins. So yes, I would have.
Mm.
It would have took a lot for me to stay there.
Yeah.
Because I would say, I won't come home. And I want to come home. But that wasn't an option. But I didn't know the devastation of it to say I want to go home at that time. That's where people got it all twisted.
Yeah.
There were no planes. But as you see, I got eliminated anyway. So
we'll talk about that.
Okay, so that's that. But yeah, and I, you know, I got so much support from so many people and still do. And yeah.
Did you get to properly honor your cousin?
We do.
After the show?
Yeah, afterwards. And, you know, as the years went on, it took me a while, and for the young cousins, for us to even say her name.
Wow.
Because it would get caught up here, because we're sisters, we're family. And so as time went on, you know, they had the memorial, then they did at the World Trade Center, and then they did the whole new museum. We all the family from North Carolina, everywhere, we came to that.
Nice.
And then, I mean, maybe it's 2 or 3 years, we did a celebration of our life.
Oh, wow, okay.
And that was nice and fun and good.
Positive. And
very positive. Because we've been grieving for that many years. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And her son is fine, which is my godson.
Oh, love to hear that.
Yeah. Okay. So everybody It's a journey. Grieving is forever.
Yes.
But it's handled better now.
Okay. Yeah, it's not linear. Everyone handles it differently, obviously. Yeah. Is it weird to think, like, you must have been one of the only people in the entire world that didn't know this happened? Like, that's got to be so strange to think about.
I did. Years ago, I was like, what? Wow. Yeah. This is wild. That's something else.
Yeah. You know, once you're out of the game, actually, let's talk about the end of the game. Oh, man. Well, actually, going back to your point of like a black person's not going to win this show. You had a lot of respect in there. You were playing a very social game. Did you, once you saw, okay, Nicole and Will are at the end, if you were sitting next to one of them, do you feel like you could have won?
Absolutely, 100%. Absolutely, 100%. And I also, and I talked to my sister, we just talk about it. Whenever Big Brother come on, we start reminiscing.
Of course.
And I made the right choice because the way I was thinking in that house. I loved Hardy, but Hardy wasn't going to take me.
No.
He wasn't going to take me. He wasn't going to take me. And I knew that. And that's why I played it the way I did it. Will did not. He's so funny. He did not. Nobody could influence me. Nobody. As you know, until this day, I can't stand it when people tell people who to vote for.
Mm.
Nobody going to tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I meant that. You can, all you want to. You could not, you know, like when Nicole brought me in the room. Well, you have to make, no, I ain't got to make no choice because the black girl ain't winning the gay guy. Stop playing yourself. Do whatever you got to do. It's just like when they nominate me and Chris, I started packing my bags because if y'all want to send me home because it's not that serious. Y'all are one in here acting crazy.
I also love when you won HOH. You're like, I'm putting Hardy and Nicole right up. So when Nicole is saying, you know, I can't beat you. Are you buying that? What do you think about her decision?
By that time, I was 50-50. I was 50-50. I still didn't trust her, but I had a feeling I could win. But Will was smart. He was like, Monica ain't going to sit up here and beat me because she can win. He knew who to bring with him. But like I said, it still didn't dawn on me until then.
Can you imagine if we had a black runner season 2? That would have been crazy.
Wow.
I mean, that was a possibility.
It was a possibility. It was a possibility. For sure. I would say yes. I'll say, okay, this girl is still in here. Because they didn't know how to take me. You know, Will was so silly. He was so silly. And I spoke the way I spoke on purpose when I wouldn't answer questions. Because you could never say Monica said. I know how y'all do. Y'all not going to get me all hemmed up in this mess. I was like, do what you got to do. If that's how you want to roll, you got to roll. You know, Will's like, she's talking circles. Yeah, I talk so y'all don't know what I'm talking, but I know it. Everybody who's watching the show know what I mean. Dude, I laugh about those things.
Some of those clips are so funny to go back and watch. This is the good thing about TikTok and social media is like bringing back the clips and also introducing new people to you, to the season.
Yeah.
It is nice. Obviously, there's downsides of social media.
Yeah.
I want to talk about your vote. Any wavering on that? Were you always voting for Will?
No.
No question.
No question.
Nothing Nicole could have said.
Nope. Nothing she could have said. Nothing she could have said. Nope. Sorry, because no.
Were there any relationships or friendships you had in the house that you felt like watching the show, you're like, well, that's not really what happened? Or even just from your game or your experience, or do you feel like they accurately like portrayed your experience on TV?
I think they edit me perfectly. You know, some people walk around, and I know there's some people who've been have done past Big Brothers. They hated their experience.
Yep.
They never watched it again. Mm. And I get that. But I don't understand why they did it. No, you did it to yourself. You gave them stuff to edit those together. That's why you did those things. You did that. They didn't do it. You gave that to them. How about that?
That is something people love to say on reality TV, especially now as well. It's like, well, they can't edit something you never said.
Exactly.
Also, we've heard over the years, people, they prompt you in the DR. Obviously, it might have been different during yours. They can't, you can say no, right? You don't have to say exactly what they're saying.
The diary room was the diary room back then.
It was very different.
Where you can shed your tears and say whatever you want to say and get it out your system so they won't see you. Because I cried, man, because I'm so mad they did this. Shake it off, they ain't going to see that. Moving right along. Did not experience those things. People saying that in the diary room, they lead them.
Mm.
I can't say that happened in our season at all. I can't. At least it didn't happen with me. They didn't say anything to make you change your mind. I don't know where they're getting that from. And it's a possibility, but I did not experience that. And I didn't feel that happened with us. I really don't. And if it did, then poo-hoo on me for not knowing.
I think that has been something that's been more aggressive over the years,
okay,
probably behind the scenes, just in terms of storylines. They kind of know what they're wanting. But was there any point that you were like, get me out of here? Like, I don't want to be here. I've had enough. Or you ever felt like you had a really rough day in there?
Oh, I had a few rough days. You see how much cigarettes I used to smoke out there in the back.
There was a lot of smokers back then.
Yeah, we used to curse a lot, smoke a lot of cigarettes. Yeah, we did. We did. That was a different time. That's why I stayed outside.
Yeah?
Yeah, I missed a lot on the inside. But people's body language and the things they do and how they start moving, how they start talking to different people. Oh, they up to no good. So I didn't have an issue with being outside missing stuff. I know I missed stuff from being in the inside, but that was not my jam.
You still knew a lot of what was going on. You filled in the holes.
I might not have been 100%, but I had a feeling. But no, there was no time I really wanted, like, get me out of here. I can't take it. No, yeah, not at all. If you live in New York City, born and raised in Brooklyn, ain't no bunch of strangers going to cause you to make you want to go home.
There's a great quote that I have to repeat.
Okay.
You said, I'm a bad bitch. I knew it coming in and I'll know it leaving. And you did.
I knew who I was. And some say, oh, she was a floater. I was not a floater. I played a social game. And that wasn't even a strategy. That's how I am in real life. Yeah. I talk to everybody. And if I don't like you, I got something to say, I'm going to tell you about it. But she was in so much close proximity. Like, excuse me, what you say? Oh, okay. Just like the big blow up. The loss of my, it's all.
Well, speaking of the social game, you know, you talk about, we hear about masterminds and strategy. The social game does seem overlooked, even though that is such an important part of this game. Do you feel like that?
I really, really do.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong, you know, people being in alliances. And that's okay. You can be in an alliance and still be sociable.
Mm.
It depends on how you handle yourself and how true you are to your spirit. You can be in an alliance and still be sociable.
Yeah.
And don't put targets on your back if you keep your mouth shut and mind your business and let other people talk for you and you don't say anything. That's the hardest part of the game.
It is.
You don't know who to trust. Because some people you just don't know. You kind of believe them and you don't believe them, but you're not sure. When I look back, I was kind of on point with a lot of stuff.
You were.
I really was. I know people. I know how people get down. That's how it is. They don't have to be black. They don't have to be white. They could be anything. I'm talking about people.
You pick up on vibes.
I pick up on vibes.
You do.
And that takes you a long way.
And that's not something you can teach, by the way. I don't think a lot of people have that, especially on Big Brother. I think that's something that you either have or you don't, and I don't think it's teachable.
It's not teachable. It's just a vibe. It's however you conduct yourself outside in the real world, all those people act the same way in that house. That's how they are on the outside. They're 10 times worse on the outside. And you're going to see it come out as time go on. You know that.
Yeah, yeah. Is looking back on your experiences, there's something you're particularly proud of? Any regrets? Is it a positive thing when it comes to your memory, Big Brother?
I have nothing negative about it.
Mm.
I really don't. I think It was a great experience for me. I think the universe wanted that to happen for me, to prepare me for later on down the line. Mm. It also showed me what I was made of. It showed me that I was a good person. It showed me that I know people.
Mm.
And that's the bottom line.
It just reconfirmed.
It did. It really reconfirmed that.
You already had that. You already knew you had that.
I knew I had that, but to be able to convey it to other, because there's some people who are only around white people and they're not around black people. They're not around only their friends.
Especially back then, it was worse.
It was worse. But for me, I have all types of friends. And, you know, when the they wouldn't let me tell my, they wouldn't let me lie about my age on there.
Oh.
I tried. And because they wanted to put me in a box for demographics.
Of course.
And I blew the demographics out the frame. I had older people, younger people, yeah. Straight, gay, lesbian, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds. I have a friend that I met that was a fan of the show. I met him at one of the parties when they used to really pay for us to go places to just to
Back
in the
fancy,
days,
yeah.
In Vegas and stuff. And I met this guy who was from a small town. He was young when he watched me. He was like 14 or 13.
Wow.
Gay guy. We are friends to this day.
Wow.
I have a lot of friends that
you just meet over the years.
I met over the years. They were fans, but they are my friends. But those were the kind of people that I would be friends with.
Are you someone, you know, a lot of people do come out of Big Brother not in the best headspace, maybe not having a good experience or just hard watching yourself on TV. Do you have advice for those people? Have you met people like that who, and you don't have to say names, no. But people who have come to you and be like, I'm having trouble with this.
So when I meet the newer house guests and I say, how you doing? How are you doing? I said, I could say it to you, you could say it to me, because we had this experience. What I had to do, I know 9/11 was devastating, but besides 9/11, I told years earlier, because this is the 28th child.
Oh,
I was said, I went home. I'm an avid reader. I had to pick up a book. I had to start reading again, writing again, because you lose those skills. You think, I couldn't remember how to spell certain words in my mind because I didn't have access to those materials. So I said, you need to go home to your regular life, do your regular routine, put a watch on, watch TV, read a book, call your friends, talk on the telephone. You're going to have to do all things to get reacclimated, because you can feel isolated. And if you don't have anybody around to talk to who had the same, your experience, it could mess up your mind. Because that was a psychological game. Psychologically, it was hard.
I was going to say, only if you're comfortable answering it, did you ever do therapy after Big Brother?
I didn't need no therapy.
Yeah, you're so well adjusted, but like so many people, I think.
I did. How can I say this?
Hmm.
If I needed therapy, I would have gone to therapy. Hmm. But I was okay.
Wow.
I was okay. Like I said, those were people who worked on a job with me. I didn't get the promotion. Somebody else got the promotion. And we moved right along.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be disappointed. You'll get over it. I had to go back to my regular life. Some people were going to do big things, whatever the big things are. I went to work. That's real life.
Was Big Brother a job for you, or were you hoping it opened doors in other areas?
I'm realistic about the world and how it works.
Oh, that's why I love you, Monica.
Okay. Don't get me to saying what I really want to say. I'm realistic.
Mm.
I'm a realist, no idealist. There are many opportunities that I can have, but they're not going to be easy.
Right.
Okay. I was signed somewhere.
Okay.
And they sent me out on a lot of things because I came from that background. So I know how to audition.
Yeah.
Did I think it was going to open doors? Maybe.
And maybe it would have, to be honest.
If the timing. Yes, I believe I would have done a lot of different other things that helped me open up the doors for me. Everything else I did on my own, because at one point I did not say I was on Big Brother, because you remember at one point the industry was very pissed with reality shows.
Oh yeah.
And they were not looking at us in auditions like, you know, we're not real actors, or we didn't study the craft.
Yep.
But a lot of us studied the craft. That was a springboard, hopefully. Mm. But my springboard was, I was sent out on an audition for a commercial or something. And the casting director, we are friends to this day.
Oh, really?
I went to the audition, and it was, when it was over, it's like, we loved you so much on Big Brother, the casting director. That's what helped open doors for me.
Mm.
Those casting directors.
Okay.
Scott.
Okay, Scott. Shout out Scott.
Scott, yeah. So he helped me a lot. You know what I mean? And that's what happened. A lot of things I got because they liked me from the show, but they liked me as a person.
Right, once they met you too.
Once they met me, they said, you the same. Even now, they go, you the same person. I said, yeah, I know.
I've never met anyone that doesn't like you, Monica. Have you ever met someone that doesn't like you?
No, I haven't. I haven't met anyone who doesn't. If they don't, that's them. Yeah. That's on them. It's not on me. You know, because you can't tell people how to feel.
Mm.
If that's the way you feel, sometimes, somebody told me this, and I'll repeat it, and I believe it too. Sometimes when your light shines bright, and yours is dimmed.
Mm.
The light is shining too much and yours is dim. That's why they don't like it, because light is shining. But your light can shine too if you change your attitude and start being nicer to people and get out your head and get in your heart. You might be a little better. But I like to have fun. I have a good time. I act up. I'm being nice today. You know, I didn't say one bad curse word.
You've been really nice today. Oh, you can curse if you need to.
I know I could if I have to, but I didn't need to. But
Me too.
I talk shit. I do. But this is a safe space.
Yep.
You provided a safe space, and the energy in here is good.
Well, thank you.
It really is. And I feel comfortable. And I ain't trying to be nobody else. This is who I am, and this is what you get. What you see is what you get.
And that's what we want. That's all we wanted.
But I love your show. I love your interviews, baby.
Thank you.
You see me liking them, and I have stuff to say.
Yeah, you're always commenting, which I so appreciate.
No, because you're the big brother sister. You know, you love us, and we love you too. You always look out. But I'm glad we got a chance to sit down together. And people still interested in me, because sometimes I think, oh, would you do it again? They don't want to see our old asses back on that show. I'm sorry.
They don't. Have you ever gotten called after BB2?
For stuff, I got called. Oh, some reunion they was doing in some Big Brother. They had them in the audience. Anyway, they invited me a few places, but I had to pay my own airfare.
You live in New York.
I live in New York. And it was like a last minute. Not saying I wouldn't have done it, because I wanted to see people, but really? That's what you do? See, people don't understand. It's a job.
Yep.
When you don't work on a job anymore, they have no more use for you. Don't take it personal. It's business. But in this case, they owe me one.
They owe you one.
They owe me one. They really do. I'm going to tell you why they owe me two.
Okay.
They owe me one because, I mean, it's years later and I found out, and I'm not going to say any names. When I, at the last hour, didn't make the All-Stars.
Mm.
I knew that wasn't right either.
Interesting.
I didn't exactly know what it was, but I had a feeling, but it was confirmed later on. So they owe me one, they owe me two.
Okay.
They do.
Should I ask for details on that?
It's been a while. It's not fresh in my mind, but I knew back then. I wasn't sure until I got to confirm. I said, one or two things happened. Something changed with them having me and Will and Boogie on there together. I think they didn't want that dynamic between the three of us. They didn't want that.
Could have been fun.
It could have been fun. But they replaced me with somebody else.
Mm.
For whatever reason they did, they replaced me at the last hour because I was sequestered. I was dressed. I was everything. And they knocked on that door. I said, I know y'all not coming here telling me something changed. Sure was. And that's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate.
Yep.
Shame on them for that.
Okay. We owe Monica two at least.
A two? And probably I'll bust through a door and they'll go, who's that?
Listen, Eric Stein showed up last year.
Let me tell you something. I love Eric Stein.
He's great.
That is my buddy.
He's great.
That's my New York buddy.
You're always at the events. Like, I see you guys talking.
And yes, I was invited to his wedding, but it got changed. I couldn't make it. Him and his wife are so adorable.
His wife's great.
All the New York people, Adam and Eric, the New York people.
Yeah.
Yeah. We stay in contact.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wait, so there were all these rumors of so much pre-gaming in BB7. Were you involved in that?
What BB7?
Right? All Stars?
You know what? I wasn't pre-gaming because I'm a scary cat. I don't think they would find out. You know, some people...
You're a rule follower?
I follow the rules.
Yeah.
If that's what you want me to do, that's what I'm going to do. Okay? Now, if it was now, it'd be different. Because even at work, we have rules. But when you've been there as long as I have, I still follow the rules. I do. Whatever my manager, even though they are younger than me, they'll know their kneecaps from their elbows. I still respect them. But there's black, there's white, there's the gray area.
Mm-hmm.
See, back then, I was scared of the gray area. I was. Now I work in the gray area. So if I could do it all again, I would have been down. But I was, I heard it was. It was some gay stuff. I don't want to hear it. Because
Sometimes that stuff bites you anyway.
It does bite you sometimes. But it's okay, you know.
Yeah.
It will all come out in the wash anyway.
It will.
It will show. Because people don't know how to keep their damn mouth closed.
Jumping ahead to today.
Okay.
How closely are you following Big Brother these days?
To be honest, you want me to tell you the truth?
Yes.
Okay. When we go to the events, I can't watch it with everybody. I want to watch it when I get home.
You need to like lock.
So I watched it. I enjoyed it. The second one. Okay. So let me see who the surprise people are. I know it wasn't going to be nobody black, so that was the end of that. I knew it was going to be somebody we had already seen before, or brand new, so I wasn't shocked. Having a survivor on there, hey, that's mixing it up. Okay, that's fine. But that's all.
Okay.
You know, I get it. I know why they do remix.
Listen, the ratings are up. I give them that.
That's what I'm just saying.
Yeah.
People have to understand it's about ratings. It's like, it's a corporation. People understand it's a corporation. It's a corporation. It's about budget.
Advertising.
Money. Advertising. Yep. Stop playing. Y'all want to take the business out the fun. They are taking the fun. They're taking the business and messing it up for the fun. Mm-hmm. So people can't take it personal. As long as you know, that's when I say I know how the world works. That's those kind of things I'm talking about. That's business.
Being realistic.
That's being realistic. I know it takes the fun out of everything, but that's real life.
Yeah.
They say it's reality. Okay, that's reality. Get with the program. They want to put on people where they want to get ratings, but they don't want to take a chance to think it's not going to get ratings. They'd be surprised who would bring some ratings up in that bad boy.
So speaking of real quick, Survivor and Amazing Race, was that ever on your radar?
Oh, hell no. First of all, did you see me when Survivor came in the house and I was in that ice water? I thought I was going about to die.
Yeah.
Okay. So that takes Survivor out of the mix.
Okay. Anything else from your Big Brother experience that you didn't get to talk about?
Well, no, not really. I enjoyed everybody. I will never forget any this experience. It's like a job. You have coworkers and you go to another job.
Yep.
You don't see them anymore. Or if there's a reunion and everybody comes back, you're glad to see them. You know, no hard feelings. None of those things. I enjoyed those people. Those are my people. Mm. I love me some Big Brother 2 people. And I've got to enjoy other seasons. I'm cool. I'm closer to some other seasons than I am with my season because we didn't see each other.
Yep.
And it was a different time. But now I'm friends with a lot of them. And of course, the cookout, of course, I am. But everybody, you know, they stay in contact with me or they reach out to me like I did. Listening to podcast The Crown last year, and I was acting up.
Oh, that was hilarious. If you haven't watched that, go watch it.
I was cutting up.
I was like, all right, I need to book Monica.
No, because you know, it's just the truth. You know, people, oh my God, no. Stop acting that way.
Mm-hmm.
You don't stop. I'm so sorry. I had to vote. No, bitch, you did not. And I still,
when people say, I'm sorry. I'm like, this is a game. Just say, I'm voting you out or whatever.
I'm sorry, but I got to put you up. Okay.
Yep.
And what?
The sorry didn't really do it.
That's why there are certain clips I watch that make me crack up.
They're so good, though. They're so good.
I watch, and all this happens during this season. I watch when somebody put it on YouTube, Monica loses her mind, when I cursed everybody out that morning because they lied on me. And that's the worst thing is when you can't prove you didn't do it. You didn't say something. That's the hardest thing about Big Brother.
Yep.
That's the worst.
You're like, roll the tape.
I hated that part that nobody, you can't prove you didn't say it because somebody can lie on you. That's the worst part of it.
You were so funny though. It wasn't even like, they woke you up, right? You were like, it was early in the morning.
Yeah, they was talking shit.
Yes.
And they was like, you know, Nicole and Crystal came in there. I'm like, what? I don't even know what day it is. I don't know what time it is. I could quote that whole shit because I was pissed. And all because of Kent. Bless his heart. Rest in peace, Kent. Kent was my guy, too. Kent was my guy.
There were some funny clips of you and Kent, too, on TikTok.
And I dug him because he asked the real questions. He wanted to know.
Mm.
Look how him and Bucket end up being so tight.
I know. That was amazing.
Red State, gay man. Who would have thunk it back then? So you can't tell me if people sit down and talk and get to know each other, one thing and got nothing to do with the other.
Yeah. Another reason, we need more diversity in the house. In always.
Always.
Monica.
What, girl?
You know there is a show calling up some old schoolers. It's called The Traitors.
Yeah, and I sent my stuff to Traitors.
Yes, you did. Okay.
I did. Somebody talked me into doing it, and I did. And like anything else, put it in, don't hear from them, keep it moving.
Mm.
But that show, baby. let me tell you something. Boy, that's a show you could whip somebody's ass. Do you understand? Go across that table and pop the piss out of them. You can't touch anybody. No. I'm just talking junk, y'all, so don't start having a titty attack and get your drawers out your ass because I watched that show. I love it, but that's a deep show. That's hard. And it depends on who's there.
Mm.
Now, that's a game where you don't know who to trust. You don't know. You don't know.
But you're good at reading people.
Yeah, I could read. And I would not want to be a traitor.
No, I think you'd be better as a faithful at that roundtable.
I'll be a faithful.
Yep.
Yes, I would be a faithful. But I did put my stuff in for it, and I did. I really did. And if I ever get caught, I would do it. See what happens. I won't say that won't ever happen because it's a possibility. Yep. So I won't take my hat out of that game. But my hat in the Big Brother, that's like folded up back here. Unless they unfold it, it'll be a surprise, baby. It will be a surprise. But Traitors, that's a good one.
Okay. I'm still holding out for Big Brother, but I actually think maybe Traitors is more your, like, I think you would kill that show. I think you'd be great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good TV, good at reading people. I think you'd be amazing.
Yeah. 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 I would have a good time. Yeah. No, really. You have to be yourself.
Yeah.
But you have to understand snakes when you see them. You don't see them, you feel them.
Mm.
You gotta feel them. I don't care how much you hug me. First of all, don't hug me because I don't want that kind of energy on my body because it's fake. right? Because everybody wanted money. See, money is the root of all evil.
Yep.
They said, well, then don't go on the show if you don't want this. That's not the point. I said it then. I will not sell my soul to the devil for a dollar. I'm not going to do it.
Mm.
Not going to do it. It's not worth it.
Yeah. So can I real quick ask, when you're doing a tape, or did you make a tape? And what do you say? Do you say, hey, I've been on Big Brother before? Or you're like, I'm not even going to say that. Like, what do you...
You talking about when I said...
Yeah.
No, I say I was on a reality show.
Okay.
I was on a reality show.
Because did you apply for the civilian version then?
I did both.
Oh, okay, good.
I did civilian and I did both.
Okay, cool.
So, I mean... I could do civilian. I'm a civilian. I have not been on a reality show in 26 years. I'm a civilian. When I did reality, it's not the same as they're doing now. I'm a civilian.
It's not the same.
Sherry, you said, no, Monica, no. You can sit up there and tuck that. No, it's not the same. I'm a civilian. But I did both. I did both.
Okay.
And someone said, Monica, come on, do it. I said, okay, bet. And I did it.
Okay. And it's giving me hope, Monica.
I did it. And forgot about it, and that's it. And that's all you could do.
Okay. Peacock, hello.
It depends on casting. It depends on what
I know,
they're
I
looking
know.
For. You know.
Yeah, I know.
But I want to say to you, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is so nice.
This is so nice and laid back, and you know, it was good to still think about me.
As you should.
Season 2.
You know, a lot of people... and I'm not blowing smoke, have commented, please get Monica, please get Monica. So this has just been so nice for me because this is a long time coming. And it's my first like sit down for the podcast. And it was the perfect person to have. So I appreciate
it. I really appreciate it. And thank you for doing this. And all the Big Brother fans, I love y'all right back. I really do. I really appreciate the love. I always appreciate the love. But you know, when I go places, I got to be cute. Because you know, because the worst thing you can do is go somewhere and somebody said, oh, did you see Monica at the party? You should have saw her. She looked bad.
No, you would never look bad. You no, always look good.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's who I am anyway. So I don't get dressed up like today. I was like, I feel all pink and fuzzy on the inside. Let me just throw on my shorts and put on a cool top and just do it. You know what I mean? I dress the way I feel.
And it's effortless.
Thank you, babe. I appreciate
it. Thank you so much.